Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clinton throws the ball into Bressuit, who tags Fernandez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kaline scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bruton. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Conley moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Conley moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Conley scores. Bressuit moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jerry Casale now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burrows settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got 4 RBIs. Clinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak fires to first and picks off Schilling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boros hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Boros reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Boros scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conley strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.